That's right. And Sam is off today. We're not sure yet if he's sick or if he partied too hard this weekend, but maybe a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. We've got Stacy on the phone ready to take down Andy this morning, who's stepping in for Sam. Hey, Stacy.
Hi, Nikki. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't hear you as well as I did before, though.
Oh, you don't hear me very well? Is this better?
No, I did 2 minutes ago, but hold on.
Not quite as well? How's that?
Yeah.
How are we doing? That's good? Okay, perfect. All right, Stacy, are you feeling smart and like you can take down Andy this morning?
I think I can definitely take down Andy.
Okay. Are you kind of relieved, be honest? Are you kind of relieved you're not playing against Sam?
No, I would like to play against Sam. I listen to him every day. So.
Okay, well, let's see how you do against Andy, and maybe we can set that up for when Sam returns.
Perfect.
Okay, Stacy, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. You ready to do this?
Yep, let's go.
All right, Stacy, in the eBay logo, what color is the E?
Yellow.
How many Great Lakes are there?
7.
According to Disney, Cinderella's dress is which color?
Blue.
What is the capital of Alabama?
Pass.
What color are the letters in the M&M logo?
White.
All right, and that's you answered everything then.
No,
what is the capital of Alabama? Okay, time is up. We're going to bring Andy in. We're going to ask him the same questions. Andy, this is your first time playing Are You Smarter Than Sam?
I'm really nervous, actually. I shouldn't be, but I really am.
It is nerve-wracking, I know. All right, we've got 30 seconds on the clock. You're taking on Stacy this morning.
All right, Stacy. Today's the day to play, Stacy. You lucked out, I think.
All right.
I don't know.
Andy, in the eBay logo, what color is the E?
Blue.
How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
According to Disney, Cinderella's dress is which color?
I'm going to say silver.
What is the capital of Alabama?
It's Albuquerque. I have no idea. That was a tough one.
What color are the letters in the M&M logo?
Brown?
Brown?
Brown? Yes. Is it brown?
Final answer?
Brown is brown. Yeah, brown. Final answer. Oh my God, that was hard.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out. The first question in the eBay logo, what color is the E? The answer is red, and neither one of you were able to get that one.
Red.
How many Great Lakes are there? The answer is 5. And Andy was correct
on
that one.
Geography, high school.
Sorry, Stacy. According to Disney, Cinderella's dress is which color? The answer is blue, and Stacy knew that. Nice work.
I was going back and forth between silver and blue.
Oh, yeah. You guys are tied up. The capital of Alabama is Montgomery, and neither one of you were correct on that. And it is brown. That is the color of the letters in the M&M logo.
Uh-huh.
And Andy was correct in that.
Oh, my God.
Giving him the winner this morning.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done for the day. I'm leaving.
I'm impressed. Yeah. It's tough the first time. You don't have all the practice, Sam said. So nice job, Andy.
Stacy, I'm going to be a little bit more humble here. It's not like I did all that well.
Oh, no, it's okay. Okay, I didn't do very good either.
We both were not our best today.
Basically, he eats a lot of M&Ms, and that's why he won.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I'll say that.
Stacy, try again soon. I know you still want to play against Sam, and we'd love for you to take him on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day. All right, so Thierry Bouchon Bistro Parisien is located at 2930 Avenue Pierre Pelladeau in Laval. And all week this week during Are You Smarter Than Sam at this time, we want to hook you up with $100 to spend there. And we have a very special guest joining us this morning for Are You Smarter Than Sam. Say good morning to Valerie Kamel. How's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Valerie, I'm really excited for you. You know, like these past 48 hours of your life have been pretty mind blowing. You were on stage last night with Oprah Winfrey at the Bell Center.
Absolutely. Yes, I was. Yes.
She announced that she's going to be coming to visit your school this morning, right? Give your school a shout out.
Collège Beaubois. Students in the world. And staff. And administration.
Oh, amazing. And now you're about to play Are You Smarter Than Sam for the first time and try to take down Andy.
Absolutely. Can't wait. I'm here with my posse and we're going to kill it.
Yes, you're with Christopher, Tristan, Gregory, and Thomas. Morning, guys. Good morning. All right, so you're still on cloud nine right now, Valerie. You said you got your hair done earlier this morning so that you're good to meet Oprah again today.
Yes, I did.
All right, Valerie, let's do this thing. Good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
30 seconds on the clock. Valerie, what does a pedometer count?
Pedometer, steps.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was set in what fictional country?
Narnia.
According to the childhood rhyme, when Jack fell down, what did he break?
Jack fell down. He broke his leg.
According to this song, how many problems does Jay-Z have?
99 problems and...
Thank you for that. And what traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
Ground meat. Mashed potatoes.
Okay, you get just in time.
No, actually, corn. Final answer, corn.
No, you can't. You got to go. Trust me, you want to go with your first answer anyway? Okay, and the time was up. All right, Andy's coming back in.
Okay, so mashed potatoes.
Whew, okay, don't say it. Andy's going to hear you. Don't give him.
What were you going to say there? No, sorry, what was that?
Don't give him your answer. Okay, Andy, you're up against Valerie. You know Valerie is very famous right now in Montreal.
Yes, you know, Valerie, you met Oprah last night. Oprah's coming to your school today. You can't have it all today. You're not going to win this corn high. I mean, you might. I'm not that smart. So.
All right.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Andy, let's see how you do, okay?
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
What does a pedometer count?
Oh, no. I don't know. Miles.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was set in what fictional country?
Narnia.
According to the childhood rhyme, when Jack fell down, what did he break?
His beans? I don't know.
His beans? No. According to the song, how many problems does Jay-Z have?
99.
Mm-hmm. What traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
Potato.
Yes. All right. There you go. You didn't pass on any of them.
All right. I feel good about myself.
You do?
I was going through the when Jack fell down, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, but
that's
I didn't
the wrong
have...
rhyme.
Oh, well, never mind.
That's the wrong rhyme.
I was going to say, I don't think he broke anything in that rhyme.
All right. What does a pedometer count? The answer is steps.
Oh, right.
And Valerie, you were correct on that one. Nice work.
Yep.
Good start. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was set in what fictional country? It was Narnia, and you were both correct on that one.
Okay.
According to the childhood rhyme, when Jack fell down, he broke his crown.
Oh, yes.
And then Jill came tumbling after.
That's right.
Remember?
Poor Jack and Jill.
Yeah, neither one of you were correct on that one.
Okay.
So right now, Valerie ahead by one.
Ooh.
According to his song, how many problems does Jay-Z have? Valerie, I like how you answered that.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki.
You're both correct on that. 99 problems. And the final question, what traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie? The answer is potatoes or mashed potatoes. And you were both correct
on
that, which means, Valerie, you just beat Andy.
If this is how she's reacting to beating me, how did she react to meeting Oprah last night?
I have no idea. She was freaking out, shaking. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It never ends. It's the Oprah effect.
Seriously, you're on a good run.
I am. Thank you so much. My kids are super excited. I can't believe we won.
That's amazing.